A national nonprofit group that builds custom houses for wounded veterans broke ground Saturday on its first project in West Virginia. Homes for Our Troops will hand over the keys to Sergeant Doug Harris later this year. The mortgage-free house in Romney will include hundreds of adaptations specially designed for Harris.
I was injured May 30th, 2012. Just stepped on an IED.
I first met Sergeant Doug Harris in early April at the opening of the Monongalia County Ballpark in Morgantown.
Resulted in the amputation of my right leg immediately. My arm was almost blown off, but luckily enough they were able to save it. And I lost my left leg a day later due to infections.
Harris sustained his injuries while on patrol in Afghanistan with the 520 Infantry 3rd Striker Brigade combat team. He spent 7 months recovering at Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland. Doug met his fiance, Autumn Dieter, while he was rehabbing.
We started talking online, and then we decided to meet one day at Bob Evans, and since then, we just hit it off.
Doug and Autumn live in her grandparents' house in Cumberland, Maryland. But the house isn't big enough to accommodate a wheelchair. That makes it very hard for Doug to get around and do basic things that other people may take for granted, like laundry. That task is left completely to Autumn because the washer and dryer are on a separate floor.
You know, it's kind of one of those things where, I'd hate doing laundry, but I'm kind of looking forward to being able to at least have the option and the ability to go and do that.
While he was at Walter Reed, a wounded warrior advocate urged Doug to apply to the Homes for Our Troops program. The program works with veterans who were severely injured in combat during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Shelley Yarbrough is a board member for Homes for Our Troops.
It began basically as a general contractor up in Massachusetts seeing the need. Had a local veteran who was severely injured. He said, I'm going to build you a home, and the vet basically challenged him. He said, I'm not going to take it unless you build another one too.
Yarbrough was among the 100 or so people who came out Saturday for a groundbreaking ceremony at the Augusta Fire Hall outside Romney. She says Homes for Our Troops doesn't build just anywhere.
Homes for Our Troops listens to the vets and their families. Where is it that you need a home? Why do you need to be there? What is your objective? What will this home enable for you?
Yarbrough says once the veteran's needs and long-term goals are laid out, a location is picked that works for the veteran.
They go out of their way to try to find property in that local area because family infrastructure and support is so important for a vet to be able to continue to move on.
Homes for Our Troops has finished projects in 39 states, and Yarbrough says 90% of donations to the program go toward building costs. Each home is about 2,600 square feet with 4 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms on 1 level. There are about 150 special adaptations the veterans can choose from.
I've been in my house for about a year and a week.
Marine Corporal Brandon Rumbaugh lives in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Like Doug Harris, he's a double amputee who was wounded in Afghanistan. Brandon was in Romney on Saturday to meet Doug and offer his support. Before Homes for Our Troops built Brandon's home, he was in a 2-story rental. The bathroom wasn't big enough to fit his wheelchair, and the bedroom was on the 2nd floor.
There's a lot of crawling around on the ground, and a lot of my time was spent figuring out how I was going to do things around the house.
Now Brandon says being in a house tailored to his needs has gotten rid of a lot of stress in his life.
You're able to focus on yourself more than anything and become independent.
Outside the fire hall, you could tell how much the community is taking an interest in Doug and Autumn.
This is Walter, and we are your neighbors over the ridge. We're right over the ridge, yeah. Okay. We walked to your place this morning.
It's awesome. It's an awesome experience. I mean, when I enlisted, like, I didn't, you know, do it for, you know, the thank yous or anything like that. So, I mean, for somebody to come up to me that I never knew or anything like that, just, you know, it's shocking, but it's a really humbling and it's awesome experience.
Doug's house should be finished by fall. He won't ever have to pay a mortgage or homeowner's insurance. Homes for Our Troops does put a 10-year lien on the property, though. Beginning in year 6 of the lien, Doug will begin accruing 20% equity in the home. He'll own it by year 10. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright.